This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. A stadium at Colorado Mesa University will no longer bear the name of a late newspaper publisher who is also a member of the Ku Klux Klan. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
The decision to remove Walter Walker's name from CMU's soccer and lacrosse stadium was made Friday after the recommendation of a group of students, faculty, and staff. CMU quarterback Aaron Howard says it was time.
I know some people around here in Grand Junction have hard views on race and color, but I think most of the people here in Grand Junction are ready for this change, and most of the people are good folks.
The small city has seen many marches, a vigil, and a teach-in about racial justice and police brutality over the last few weeks. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
There's going to be a tobacco tax increase on the November ballot. Last night, state lawmakers voted nearly on party lines to send the Democratic bill to voters this fall. The tax increase would phase in over time, topping out at $2.64 a pack in 2027. It would also tax vaping products for the first time. Some of the money could go toward education. And after 4 years of construction, some new C-470 express lanes will be open to drivers starting today. They'll eventually be toll lanes, but drivers can use them for free until mid-August while CDOT runs tests. The project added east and westbound express lanes on C-470 between Wadsworth Boulevard and I-25. Westbound lanes will be open today, eastbound tomorrow. This is CPR.